There's an historic question being put before voters in today's election in the village of Richland, whether or not to dissolve the village. If the answer is yes, it will be the first time in Michigan history that a village has disincorporated. Eric Lufer is with us now. Eric's the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Eric, we're talking about a one-square-mile village northeast of Kalamazoo. It's been around since 1871. Why is there a proposal on today's ballot to dissolve it?
Richland residents, like a lot of village residents, are looking at how their system of government fits in with the sort of the big picture and whether in today's day and age a village structure is necessary, or can't they get the services they need from the township and the county and be just as well served.
So it sounds like we'd like to maybe reduce taxes and not be paying more than we need to?
That certainly is a factor playing into bringing this to a vote. We also know that a lot of these very small units of government, less than 1,000 people, the politics gets rancorous and everybody knows everybody, and you know, so that plays into it as well, I'm sure.
So what are the arguments for those who want to preserve the village as is, that is, as it's been since 1871?
Well, the status quo is kind of the idea that you have a area where people have congregated over the years, put houses and small businesses, and they need a higher level of services than the township typically has been able to provide, and it's worth a few extra dollars in taxation. It's worth creating a system of government that is going to serve their needs collectively, and so they're willing to have that added layer of government, have some level of inefficiency, but to have it there to serve their needs. When we were doing this in Anakama, looking at a question of dissolution of a small village in Manistee County, there was a process and a coordination with the township to decide which of those village services are important enough to the residents that they really would like the township to pick that up and keep it going. In that case, the tax base was sufficient that it wasn't going to cost the township residents any more money.
And I guess it raises the question, is it time to bid farewell to this historic idea of village? Is it too quaint? Is it not something that belongs in 2016?
I think you're onto something there. We have a system of government that was set up to sort of be a stepping stone. Township to a village to a city as the area got bigger and more dense and demanded greater levels of services. We've long since abandoned that sort of stepping stone approach, and we have cities that look like villages. We have townships that look like cities. Most of our townships are able to provide any level of services that any city or village is able to do, and so we have kind of built in a level of inefficiency, a level of duplication by putting villages on top of the township to have two levels of government serving those people. And certainly if we're looking for efficiencies, if we're looking to cut costs of local government, taking a hard look at villages is a good place to start.
At the same time, kind of, you know, looking at the teeter-totter or the balances back and forth, you could be losing some deep roots and some deep sense of identity that has been around for many decades.
Well, that's true to some extent, but we also know that we have villages in the state that are not incorporated. There's a sense of community around the place within the township where there is some greater concentration of people. They still have their parades and they still have a concentration of downtown sort of businesses, but they haven't organized in a way to pay taxes on top of the township taxes. They're not electing additional officials to be paid a government salary. We have homeowners associations in some other parts of the state that have more residents than these villages, and we haven't created additional government to serve those homeowners associations. The question is, why do we need those? What we have now is organized villages.
And interesting, as you mentioned, Eric, you worked on that effort in Manistee County to perhaps dissolve Onekama. That proposal didn't pass. It remains to be seen whether today's proposal in the village of Richland gets the two-thirds vote it needs. Do you think, though, this is only a matter of time before one of these proposals sticks and actually, you know, you see the first dissolution of a village in Michigan history?
You know, we're seeing it more and more. We had it up north. Last year, we looked at Saugatuck and Douglas, two cities considering getting together. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. And I think it's going to take some state leadership to get in and help these people or understand how their small unit of government fits into the overall structure and why it's significant. To talk to the village residents in Richland or any other small village, they might not really see the big picture of how this all fits together. They're just worried about their little corner of the world. And so that's going to take some leadership at the state level to help make that happen, I think.
Eric Lufer is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, talking about the vote in today's election in the village of Richland, whether or not to dissolve that village. Eric, thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside. Always great to have you on.
Thank you once again for having me.